This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. No stopping the record-shattering heat wave in the Southwest. Today will be the 25th day. Temperatures top 110 in Phoenix.
It's miserable, actually. I don't get out that much. I stay inside.
People back east complain about heat, and then I get mad at them. So I ought to keep myself in check, too.
And CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says as the week goes on, millions more will see the mercury rise.
Wednesday, when we start folding portions of the upper Midwest into this heat, 100 degrees, you're likely high in Minneapolis and St. Paul. By the time we get to Thursday, the Northeast really starts to cook. We're looking at 97, 98 for the nation's capital, probably mid-90s for New York as well.
Now to Israel. Opposition lawmakers shout shame as the parliament approves a portion of the plan to overhaul the country's judiciary. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
This judicial reform is really tearing the country apart. Israel is a very small country, the size of New Jersey, and at least half of the population is against this. They fear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his right-wing government that basically they're leading Israel down the path to authoritarianism and even dictatorship.
South Korea claims North Korea launched multiple test missiles hours after opening a dialogue with the U.S. command, or the U.N. command, that is, about a U.S. soldier who crossed into the country last week. The Biden administration is poised to sue Texas over controversial efforts to stop migrants. Reporter Chris Fox.
Governor Abbott received a letter from the DOJ warning that the buoy barriers recently deployed in the Rio Grande are unlawful, present serious risks to public safety, and interfere with the Fed's duties along the border. Governor Abbott responded on social media saying, "We will see you in court, Mr. President."
Well, CBS's Errol Barnett tells us there's an investigation in Ohio into the use of a police dog during a traffic stop involving truck driver Jadarius Rose.
Come to me!
Body cam footage shows Rose exiting the vehicle and appearing to comply with officers' instructions.
Do not release the dog with his hands up.
But despite a clear warning from at least one state trooper to the local Circusville PD to not release its canine onto Rose, an officer released the animal anyway.
Get the dog off of it!
The dog biting Rose for more than 30 seconds as he screams for officers to get it off him.
Latest studio totals out this morning show the movie Barbie took in $162 million in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend, $337 million globally. Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 199. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With no fees or...
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Talks are underway about returning a Wisconsin soldier in North Korea to the United States. Private Travis King ran across the border from South Korea last week. General Andrew Harrison is with the United Nations Command.
That process has started, but you forgive me because of the very delicate nature of these negotiations if I don't go into any more detail about that.
King is from Racine. He faces discharge from the Army after getting into a fight with civilians in Seoul. The air over Wisconsin is bad again. The National Weather Service is posting an air quality alert for most of Wisconsin through noon tomorrow. It's because of smoke from the Canadian wildfires. The alert means the air quality is unhealthy for people who are sensitive to smoke and other kinds of air pollution. Scientists blame climate change for hotter-than-normal temperatures and smoky air this summer. There's concern that new renewable energy projects won't find room on the power grid soon. Mike Moan reports.
The U.S. Department of Energy says to meet demand for sources like wind and solar, the nation will need to expand transmission systems by 60% by 2030 and possibly triple them by 2050. Amelia Serling-Hennis with Clean Energy Economy Minnesota says the nation's current grid system is old and wasn't designed for this newer approach to powering up cars, homes, and businesses.
As we're electrifying things, we're going to need more electricity, and the current system is just not going to cut it.
Around the U.S., the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory says it takes 5 years for the average project to be completed.
I'm Mike Moan.
There's help available for farmers struggling because of the drought. Farmers in 27 Wisconsin counties are eligible for federal disaster aid. Southern Wisconsin saw 8 or more straight weeks of drought conditions during the growing season. Farmers who qualify can get emergency credit and loans. The U.S. Agriculture Department is taking applications until March 18th. Wisconsin is getting about $5 million from Washington for outdoor recreational land. The money comes from the Interior Department, which collects oil and gas extraction fees. The Land and Conservation Water Fund has helped pay for the Shawamiga-Nicolet National Forest, the Ice Age National Scenic Trail, and the Upper Mississippi River Wildlife National Wildlife Refuge. And Wisconsin colleges and universities are training plenty of future teachers, but when they graduate, they're not staying in Wisconsin to teach. Stuart J. Waddles has more about a possible solution.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found in 2021, the state had close to 5,400 graduates earning teaching degrees. However, only around 3,600 of those graduates chose to become teachers in Wisconsin. According to Pew Research, only 16 to 18% of Wisconsin teachers are under the age of 30. Education programs around the state are working to address these problems. In 2020, UW-Madison launched the Teacher Pledge. The pledge offers to pay costs such as in-state tuition and licensing fees for education students if they commit to teach in Wisconsin for 3 to 4 years after graduation. The UW School of Education is hoping the state program can serve as a model for other schools and the state. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
A sensational murder trial is underway in Green Bay. Taylor Shabusiness is accused of killing and dismembering Shad Theron after a day of drugs and sex last year. Her legal team tried to have her declared unfit to stand trial, but the judge ruled against them. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A teenage boy is in custody after leading a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase on Eau Claire's north side yesterday morning. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office said they tried to stop a vehicle for signs of drunk driving as it was swerving across lanes on the north crossing. The driver of the vehicle sped away, getting to about 100 miles per hour before crashing in a roundabout, which then rolled the vehicle over. The only person hurt in the crash was the 17-year-old driver, who is being referred for charges of OWI, fleeing an officer, and recklessly endangering safety. This week is the 99th Eau Claire County Fair. The event, which is held on Eau Claire's south side, will have exhibits all week leading into the main event Thursday through Sunday, including animal exhibits and contests from baking to building Legos. Admission and parking for the fair is free. One person is hurt after a crash on Highway 8 near Deer Lake or east of St. Croix Falls yesterday afternoon. The State Patrol said that there was a two-vehicle crash that resulted in one person being flown to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. First responders had to cut the injured person out of their vehicle. Highway 8 was closed for about an hour and a half in both directions yesterday. One person is dead after a house fire near Ladysmith yesterday morning. Russ County officials said the 79-year-old woman inside the home was found dead in the town of Dewey, a few miles northeast of Ladysmith, or near the Derland Reservoir on the Flambeau River. The home itself is considered a total loss after the fire. No one else was hurt in the fire. And the National Weather Service says temperatures this week will be well into the 80s, with many places into the 90s later on as a heat wave settles in. Thursday is expected to be the hottest day this week. Today, most places will stay in the 80s. And our entire listening area is under an air quality advisory for Canadian wildfire smoke through noon tomorrow. The air is unhealthy to breathe, especially for those with medical conditions as well as children. We'll have more coming up in weather. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cusco.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Some summer heat slowly begins to build back in, minus the humidity. Today, we will rise to the upper 70s and low 80s, with some beaches along the Great Lakes remaining in the upper 60s to low 70s. Winds will be out of the north, but much calmer as we sit happy under sunny skies. We can thank that high pressure system for this perfect Friday. Keep in mind, a few showers and small storms have the chance to pop up in northern Wisconsin after 4 this afternoon. None are expected to be severe and they look to be very brief, completely fizzling out by midnight and only putting down a trace of rainfall. Now, some storms return by Saturday afternoon and move across the state through the evening hours. None of those will be severe, and only a quarter of an inch of rain is expected to fall, not really giving much relief to the current drought conditions. But by Sunday, the sunshine returns, and also the mid-80s. Have a fantastic Friday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Braves get past the Brewers. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a one-run lead, but lost to the Braves 4-2. Milwaukee reliever Elvis Peguero giving up a three-run homer in the eighth. Earlier that inning, a collision in shallow right field between the Brewers' second baseman Bryce Terang and newcomer Sal Frelick.
2-0, and Pilar got a jam. Back is Terang coming in. Frelick, look out! Collision! Who's got it? Terang has the ball. Both on the ground, these two rookies. It's an out. The inning is over, and let's just hope they're all right.
Brian Anderson, Bally Sports, Wisconsin. After the game, we spoke to Bryce Terang.
We're just going hard after the ball, trying to get an out, and I'm glad he's okay. I'm glad I'm okay, and just, yeah, make the play.
After being called up from the minors Friday night, right fielder Sal Frelick had the best debut in team history since Sixto Lescano in 1974. Frelick, with three hits, drove in the tying and winning run in a thrilling 4-3 win over the Braves Saturday night. I asked Frelick if he took a moment to look around knowing he'd finally arrived.
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of first settled in, I think, top of the ninth there when I went back out and kind of heard my name getting chanted and Acuna. It was just like the whole entire experience right there. I was like, I couldn't even believe I was in the same field. And
so the Braves, with the best record in baseball, win the series, the first series loss for the Brewers since June. Braves manager Brian Snitker on playing in Milwaukee.
It's always tough here. They do a great job in this organization in identifying players, and it's always a very competitive team, and usually it's going to be fun games because they're going to be close.
Craig Counsell, after playing three close games against the Braves.
Look, it's a good team. You know, that team's going to play in October. We want to earn the right to play them again.
The Brewers now with just a half-game lead over the Reds in the NL Central. They open a three-game series tonight against Cincinnati. First pitch at 7:10. In golf, despite the rain and the wind Sunday, American Brian Harman won the British Open, shooting 13 under par, six shots ahead of the pace.
It was Armageddon. It was bad. It was really, really tough, and I haven't historically done very good in the rain. It's just always bugged me. So I was really proud of the way that I struck the ball in the rain today.
It was Harmon's second win on the tour and his first major. NFL, the Packers holding their annual shareholders meeting today. Leroy Butler added to the board of directors. CEO Mark Murphy telling shareholders revenues were slightly down only because they lost a home game when they had to play against the Giants in London. A lot of media attention on the New York Jets with the arrival of Aaron Rodgers. Packers Kenny Clark asked, how has Jordan Love been now that Rodgers is gone?
Man, he's just been steady coming in to work. He's going to be a great player. Excited about, you know, everything he brings to our team. He's definitely like a leader. He comes in every single day and works his ass off. And I think that's what the guys respect about him. That's what everybody loves about him. He got that quiet confidence, and, you know, everybody feed off of that. So can't wait to get out there with Jordan.
That's Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, it is going to be sunny and hot and humid all week long. Today, partly cloudy, 88 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 64. Sunny, warm, and humid, 92 tomorrow. By Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution, joined on this lovely Monday afternoon by Mr. Luke Mathers. Luke, how was your weekend?
It was good. I was really excited to watch the Women's World Cup team take care of business on Friday. Was that Friday night or Saturday night now? All the days.
Friday night, together. I believe.
Friday night, yeah. So that was fun. It was a good game there. I had a productive weekend around the house. And how about yourself, Mr. Walter?
It happened. It was a weekend that most certainly happened. There was
did
a
you
Saturday.
See Barbie or did you see Oppenheimer?
I saw neither. I don't go to the movie theaters anymore, Luke. I haven't done that. That is a pastime I have not participated in years, if I'm being brutally honest.
It typically has to be an MCU movie for me to get to the movie theaters. But I believe Mr. Aaron Zomers, who's on the ones and twos this Monday afternoon. Aaron, did you see a double feature or just one or the other?
I wanted to see a double feature, but it didn't work out for my schedule. I ended up being busier this weekend than I thought. So instead, I just saw one of them at 9:50 p.m. on Friday, and it was Barbie.
That is a late night for you, sir. You were
it was
up
a very late night.
I was going to say, you must have took a nap or had some kind of caffeine assistance because you got, well, you didn't have Up North News on Friday morning.
But that's still,
for a morning guy, that is a late movie start.
And then on the next day, I went to a concert, so I was also up late that night. So
Aaron's sleep schedule is completely thrown off. That's okay. He's still doing everything he can to get us out over the airwaves across Civic Media. If you want to join us on Town Call on this Monday afternoon, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You can listen to us on the Civic Media app as well. And you can interact with the show right from the app. Super easy. There's an email. There's a call. There's a text. There's all these buttons right from the app. So if you haven't updated your Civic Media app recently, do so that you can engage with Town Call and all of the excellent programming that we put out across the Civic Media Network.
That is so wild to me, Luke, when the two of you are talking about, 9:50 being a late night, and I'm sitting here thinking like, oh man, I'm just getting ready to leave.
Some people just never started. Left that mindset behind. You know, we got to make sure that things are going out properly across the Civic Media Network early. Aaron and I are the morning crew around here.
Yeah, I would probably...
Somebody's got to handle the late nights. That'll be me.
Yeah, I would also probably be up pretty late if it weren't for the fact that I'm here by 5:45 every day.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
That changes something. You adjust to that. But Will, what are we talking about on the big show this Monday afternoon?
Well, Luke, I have a question for you, the audience, the people of Wisconsin, and that is, do you have faith in mail-in voting? Why are we covering this today? Well, reading over from a piece at the AP report, GOP has sights on Wisconsin as first state launch for the Bank Your Vote early voting system. This comes after years and years and years of criticizing mail-in voting and so-called ballot harvesting as ripe for fraud. Republicans at the top of the party now want to change course. They are poised to launch aggressive get-out-the-vote campaigns for 2024 that employ those strategies, attempting to match the emphasis on early voting that Democrats have used for years to lock in many of their supporters well ahead of Election Day. The goal is to persuade voters who support GOP candidates that early voting techniques are secure and to make sure they are able to return their ballots in time to be counted, thus putting less pressure on Election Day turnout efforts. Now, Luke,
conceptually, I agree with this 100%. We should make it as easy as possible for people to vote. We should have voting strategies in place ahead of time so that election day isn't an absolutely barbaric mess. Now, in my neck of the woods, it generally isn't. You know, we had our special election last Tuesday. I want to say I was one of like five or six people who were there at that time. It was 3:30 maybe on a Tuesday afternoon. So I can imagine not the busiest time of the day. And I was about 400 and I believe 26th person to vote at my location that day as well. So it wasn't terrible, but presidential elections can get busy. The midterms can get busy. We should want to emphasize as many options as possible to allow people to have their voices heard early. The irony, however, and why I want to cover this today is that GOP legislators now getting on board have spent the past 3 years and longer even, but in 2020, really, it came to the forefront, dismissing mail-in voting as attempts to ballot harvest, dismissing it as illegal efforts to subvert the will of the American people. And to see this about face now, what are your thoughts, Luke?
Well, we want to hear from you out there in the audience. 844-967-2789. Do you have confidence in mail-in ballots? Because, yeah, this is an interesting change of events. The RNC is going to be held here for 2024 in Wisconsin, coming to Milwaukee next summer. But that... the fact that Wisconsin is now becoming the top of the list for where the Republican Party, the GOP, wants to support mail-in ballots, it is an about-face. There is some change of tunage with Republicans here in the state. Because for several elections now, the late-night ballot drops that have been criticized for malfeasance or saying there's some kind of there. That's because absentee ballots were not, the rules surrounding absentee ballots were not changed. So election officials had to wait until election day to start tabulating absentee ballots. But there was an influx of them because of the pandemic. And so therefore, we knew that there was going to be more ballots. There were calls for changes to that and allowing election clerks to be able to start counting absentee ballots as they came in the early voting window rather than waiting until election day. But it is interesting to see now that the Republicans are saying, no, we're going to try to, quote unquote, bank the vote with early voting here in Wisconsin now.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is coming from the top down, Luke. GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says the Wisconsin effort will include help from the state's top Republican officials, including members of Congress, including Senator Ron Johnson and a number of others. She says that early voting is key given Wisconsin's role as a battleground state, noting its role in hosting the first GOP presidential debate and the 2024 national convention, saying, quote, "When you have a football game, you don't wait until the fourth quarter to start scoring. We can't do that," unquote. I think this just really emphasizes the tribalistic nature of politics at the national level, that a lot of these people, they don't really stand for anything. You know, I've made the point at the beginning of the show, and you and I have had this conversation in the past, that we should be encouraging people to vote regardless of who they vote for. I think that's the point of a democracy, is that everybody's voice is heard. Everybody has a say, one person, one vote. And we were seeing from a number of conservative elected officials that they thought that necessarily shouldn't be the case. We should try to limit as many voting opportunities as possible, force you to come in on election day, despite the fact that we were facing a global pandemic, the likes of which we have never seen in our lifetimes. And now, because they're recognizing that in order to win, in order to compete, in order to score, in her exact words, if this was a football game, you can't wait until the fourth quarter. So we need to be taking as many opportunities to get ahead of that now. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming said, quote, "You can't go into election day 100,000 votes down and expect to make it up in 13 hours, unquote. They're saying the quiet part out loud again, Luke. It's not necessarily about making sure everybody can vote or making sure everybody has access to a ballot. It's about making sure that we win. And I can't seem to understand how you can turn on this concept so quickly when less than 3 years ago, a number of these same elected officials were criticizing any mail-in ballots as illegal, as voter harvesting, as ballot fraud, any of these things. In particular, former President Donald Trump, who, if you recall, made an aggressive, aggressive effort to prevent any and all mail-in ballots, including taking funding away from the U.S. Postal Service to make it more difficult for them to do their job. When McDaniel asked if he was on board with the new voting effort, he said, quote, she said, excuse me, quote, he has indicated to me that he is supportive of this. He understands the importance of this. So again, it's not necessarily about the concept. It's not about the fact that we believe voting should be made easy. We believe that we should be doing as much as we can ahead of time to make Election Day easy on some of our incredible poll workers and vote counters that have been putting in time and effort year after year after year to make sure our elections are safe and secure. No, no, no. It's about winning elections. And now that we recognize these efforts might help us win, we are more than willing to jump on them. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Do you have faith in mail-in voting? Give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789.
And I think an important follow-up question to it, Will, is this part of restoring faith, though, in the electoral process? Is this a step in the right direction when it comes to... It doesn't truly matter what the reasoning is behind it. Will this get to more people returning faith in our electoral process? Because that is something we discussed last week. Is this the step that needs to, regardless of their motives behind it, as you pointed out, you believe only because they're losing elections, do they believe they need to make this change? But is this a necessary step? Is this a call from the leadership of the Republican Party to restore or at least attempt to use mail-in ballot or early voting for 2024 and going forward? Is that a step in the right direction for restoring integrity and faith in our electoral process? We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across the Civic Media Network. Again, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text to participate. Up first on this Monday afternoon, we got Mark from Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what are your thoughts on the mail-in ballot process?
I've always had complete faith in the mail-in voting process and in the ballot process in general in the state of Wisconsin here. It is just, it's not remarkable to me that they're perfectly capable of doing this 180-degree switch on how they're talking about mail-in ballots. And the Republican Party is going to do nothing to try to say that elections are fair and honest. They're going to try to finesse this in a way, saying, well, we're going to finally make it fair and honest by doing this. Well, what the Democratic Party needs to do and what independents need to do is say, come forward and say, voting in Wisconsin has always been honest. Voter fraud is for all intents and purposes, a complete non-issue because there's just a handful of votes are cast illegally in the state of Wisconsin every year.
Out of millions of ballots. There were 3.3 million ballots, I believe, administered in 2020. And the amount of voter fraud that was found by local and state prosecutors after that period was just the smallest little percentage. Like, I believe
especially in a state like Wisconsin,
27 ballots, I want to say. The numbers are off the top of my head. I don't have a piece in front of me, Mark. But 27 out of 3.3 million ballots cast in 2020. So, yeah, it is interesting to see what's going to make of it. What Republicans are going to be doing if the Republican voters follow suit and they start to vote early. We're going to keep an eye on those trends. You can share your thoughts on what's going on with mail-in ballots here in Wisconsin and around the nation on Town Call, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The Southwest heat wave rolls on in Phoenix. Forecasters say today will be day 25 in a row with temperatures topping 110.
It's miserable, actually. I don't get out that much. I stay inside.
Smart move. The triple-digit heat invades the nation's midsection by midweek. In Israel, lawmakers have passed a key part of Prime Minister Netanyahu's judicial reforms that CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says have fired up the opposition.
There has been talk of a general strike. Protesters say they're in it for the long haul. We're just going to have to see, but the fear is that there's going to be civil unrest that turns to violence.
The Biden administration is set to sue Texas over Rio Grande barriers designed to foil migrants. CBS's Skylar Henry.
In 1 week, agents reported encountering dozens of migrants with injuries, including broken limbs and some drownings, even with victims as young as 1 year old.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A teenage boy is in custody after leading a sheriff's deputy on a high-speed chase on Eau Claire's north side yesterday afternoon. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office said they tried to stop a vehicle for signs of drunk driving as it was swerving between lanes on the north crossing. The driver of the vehicle sped away, getting up to speeds of 100 miles per hour before crashing in a roundabout, rolling the vehicle over. The only person hurt in the crash was a 17-year-old driver who was being referred for charges of OWI, fleeing an officer, and recklessly endangering safety. The National Weather Service says temperatures this week will be well into the 80s, with many places into the 90s as a heat wave settles in. Thursday is expected to be the hottest day in the area. Today, most places will stay in the 80s. In addition, our entire listening area is in an air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke through noon tomorrow. From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Today we are talking mail-in voting on the heels of the GOP announcing that once again, Wisconsin will be the test ground for their as their first state to build out its early voting effort dubbed Bank Your Vote. We're discussing the program's launch today, some of the details involved, and we want to know your thoughts on mail-in voting. Do you have faith in mail-in voting, or do you believe that it is ripe for fraud, easily manipulated, any of the above? And Luke, recapping the article real
quick. Share your thoughts with us, 844-967-2789.
Well, of course. And recapping the article, Luke, I do want to note that since the 2020 election, lawmakers in 31 states have introduced 124 bills that would restrict third-party ballot returns, according to data collected by the Voting Rights Lab, which tracks voting-related legislation in those states. Of those 14 bills in 11 of those, 14 bills in 11 states have been enacted, including one that Florida governor and presidential candidate Ron DeSantis himself signed, making it a felony for any individual to collect more than two mail ballots other than the person's own or one belonging to an immediate family member.
And I think it's important to point out in that regard that there was no legislation passed like that in Wisconsin, but due to lawsuits, there was a Supreme Court ruling here in Wisconsin saying that only an individual can return their absentee ballot, which I believe is now under question and still further clarity is needed for individuals with disabilities on how they can return their absentee ballots. And there are cases in federal court now to clarify that with the way that the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled in the recent couple of years since absentee ballots became a subject. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can share them with us here on Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. Will, let's head back over to the phone lines. We got Cindy in Appleton calling in. Cindy, what are your thoughts on mail-in ballots?
Well, I kind of thought that was a good idea, but now that the GOP is on board with it, I'm a little nervous because my question is, what is going to be their criteria to not only accept but to count a mail-in ballot? Because the GOP is going to do everything in its power to circumvent this process to their own benefit.
Mm-hmm. And how do you believe that, Cindy?
Well, I'm sure they'll find a way to say, oh, well, we're not accepting this ballot, we're not accepting this ballot, we're not accepting this ballot, and of course, who are those ballots going to belong to? So this is something we're going to have to keep a really sharp eye on.
And one of the interesting aspects is how decentralized our system is here in the state of Wisconsin, though. And that's something that Republicans decried that Democrats were doing throughout 2020 and 2022. So I want to believe that the system works and that more people calling for as many people voting as possible, whether it's through early voting, absentee voting, or in-person voting, more democracy is the answer. And so
should be the goal.
Yeah, I'm thankful of these efforts, but it will be interesting to see, Cindy, how the GOP gets behind this Bank Your Vote program and whether or not it's going to be received by the Republican voters. Because for the better part of the last 3 years, absentee ballot and absentee voting has been more or less the boogeyman for a lot of Republicans who believe the election was stolen. Despite recounts, despite audits, despite all of these, the looking into of the 2020 election. And so it will be interesting to see how this goes forward in 2024. We appreciate the phone call, Cindy. You can be like Cindy, 844-967-2789. Up next on this Monday afternoon, we got Curtis in West Allis calling in. Curtis, what's on your mind in regards to absentee ballots?
I think absentee ballots are fine because I do it every year because I'm visually impaired. But as far as going back to what Cindy just said, if Cindy wants to get involved, she should go and work at a polling station. And that way she can make sure it's done right. You know, if anybody's got any questions about any kind of elections, they can go work at their local voting system, and they can actually be involved with the process, you know. Because everybody wants to throw doubts in anything. The only thing it's doubts with, if you have doubts about it, go work with it. Go volunteer there, you know? Because if you volunteer, you can find out how it's actually working. But as far as mail-in ballots, they work. And the reason why Republicans are getting involved is because they want to try to put a wrench in the old can. Because the more people vote, the Democrats will win. And they know that. So they are trying to throw a wrench in different processes. But my whole thing, if you have any doubts as far as elections, get involved and go and volunteer at the nearest poll.
Terrific. That is an excellent call, Curtis, there. We appreciate that phone call. Yeah, getting involved in the process is a way to yourself be able to see how it goes and then be able to better inform not only yourself, but individuals in your life. And you can share those details then when you have them.
We get firsthand experience.
1,800 municipal clerks around the state of Wisconsin. It is if not the most decentralized, one of the most decentralized voting processes in the entire nation. And so, yeah, it takes a lot of individuals getting involved. There's been a lot of volunteers and election workers, though, that have also left the profession in recent years with the ramped up criticism around absentee balloting and elections in general here in Wisconsin since 2020. And so I know that a lot of local areas are absolutely looking for help. So if you want to learn more about the process and get involved, do what Curtis said, volunteer, get involved in the process, and you can see firsthand what it takes to run elections here in Wisconsin.
I think, Luke, I'd like to point out that, as you noted, Wisconsin in particular, the results of our election in 2020 was so heavily scrutinized, was reviewed six ways to Sunday, and very, very minimal amounts of fraudulent ballots were found. Nothing that would be deemed, an illegal election was found despite numerous lawsuits, despite numerous efforts to do so. Wisconsin's elections are safe and secure. We, as the people and citizens of Wisconsin, should be pushing for as many people to vote as possible, because that is what democracy is conceptually about.
Yeah, I mean, the increased amount of people participating is what the end goal should be. And so as we discussed last week, having more people involved and having faith in the electoral process, that is an important step. And so the leaders of the Republican Party, as you pointed out, you believe, Will, that this is just because they've been losing in recent elections here in Wisconsin. I don't really care what the reason is. I want a restored faith in our electoral process, and this may be a step to get us in that direction. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can call into Town Call, participate, call or text 844-967-2789. Up next on this Monday afternoon, we got Ron in Milwaukee calling in. Ron, what are your thoughts about absentee and mail-in ballots?
I'm in favor of both those things, and I do it. I do think the earlier caller has a valid concern, but I think the way to handle her concerns about the GOP mucking up and gaming how the absentee ballot works or mail-in ballot works is by a more comprehensive approach to election reform. Because they've got all sorts of other stuff on the books already that gum up what was already in existence. So, for example, every state should have one collection site for every city should have one collection site, according to the GOP, for its ballots. No drop boxes, right? Because that's only fair. One for one. Well, yeah, of course. But Milwaukee has 600,000 people, and Podunk in Podunk County has 47, but they're both going to get one drop box or one drop off point. We need to have a much saner, logical, more fair system across the board. And we can suss these out, and where they don't make sense to us, or they seem to be hurting people of color, urban people, you name it. We now have a Supreme Court in Madison that will back us up, I think, on these election reforms.
Well, interestingly enough, Ron, there is a lawsuit that was filed last week when it comes to absentee ballot rules and regulations. And there is the leading Democratic law firm surrounding election law around the country is the firm representing this lawsuit. But two Democratic leading organizations and a Wanakee resident are suing the state's absentee ballot process because it contends three rules go against the Wisconsin state constitution, requiring a witness signature on an absentee ballot, the inability for individuals to use a Dropbox in their municipality. And the third is the amount of time that surrounds curing a ballot if there are any errors. So if you have to do a provisional ballot on election day, you get to the following Friday to be able to fix any errors on that. But with absentee ballots, you only have until 8 p.m. on election day. And so those three provisions are what the law firm and those individuals, the two Democratic leading organizations and the Wanakee resident, are suing over. And next week, Tuesday, the makeup of the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to be flipping. So it is an interesting timing to point out surrounding that. And as we noted earlier in the show, there was a lawsuit that struck down effectively, even without legislation passed by the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, in its current 4-3 conservative makeup, effectively made it so that only individuals could return their absentee ballots. Now it seems like this organization, this law firm, is going to be suing to try to remove some of those restrictions that were decided by previous lawsuits. So it is going to be something to keep an eye on, Ron. We appreciate the phone call. 844-967-2789. You can be like Ron, or you can be like Paul in Madison. Paul, what are your thoughts surrounding absentee and mail-in ballots?
I'm from Colorado originally, and I was pretty blown away when I moved out here that I didn't just like get a ballot in the mail. Cause that's how it's been the whole time I've voted in Colorado. Everybody gets a ballot in the mail. You can choose to go in person if you want to, but almost nobody does. But I think the biggest issue of all is, you know, whether you can vote absentee or in person is just, coming together kind of whatever your political beliefs are around like driving voter turnout, within your personal social sphere, like driving voter turnout within your personal social sphere is, I think, one of the greatest bits of advocacy, like civic advocacy, you can do as a person. And I think that's kind of the most important thing that we can do as voters. And the way to get the most votes in the ballot box as possible.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time, Paul, when we're organizing at the ground level, is that everything on earth is about relationships, right? It's someone is much more likely to listen to their sibling, their best friend, their spouse, you know, anybody that's in their immediate circle, rather than listening to somebody who showed up at their door, a phone banker, a text banker. Democracy is a team sport, and it requires all of us to participate. If you're able to, and if you really want to have an impact at your local community, make sure all of your friends, your family, your neighbors, the people that you trust, the people that you spend time with on a daily basis, get out and vote. And we can start to have an impact on these local elections in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul, and I agree with the civic advocacy comment too, because on election days, I tell everybody to go out and vote. And I'll have friends or family members that are like, you don't want me to go vote. You don't agree politically with me. And I'm like, no, I do. I want everybody to go out to vote. I want everybody to be participating in this process, in this great experiment that is the United States. And so, yeah, I encourage everybody to vote. And I completely agree that using and leveraging your personal networks to encourage them to vote is what needs to be done on an individual level. It is interesting to see now that after several years of using it as a political punching bag, that now the top leadership in the Republican Party is encouraging Republican voters to bank their vote and vote early. We really appreciate the phone call, Paul. 844-967-2789. You can also join the conversation here on Town Call. 844-967-2789. We're talking absentee and mail-in voting here on The Big Show this Monday afternoon. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. We're going to continue the conversation, continue taking your phone callers, and weave in a couple more headlines as well. Again, the number to call to participate, 844-967-2789. Town Call is going to be right back.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, it is going to be sunny and hot and humid all week long. Today, partly cloudy, 88 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 64. Sunny, warm, and humid, 92 tomorrow by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. We are talking mail-in ballots today. Do you trust them? Do you have faith in the mail-in system? Should we be expanding access to absentee voting, drop boxes, etc., in an effort to make sure all Wisconsinites and all Americans have their voice heard? I'd like to hear what you think. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Going back to the phone lines, we got Andrea from Menominee Falls. Andrea, do you have faith in mail-in voting?
Yes, I definitely do. I'm a poll worker, and I've worked a couple of elections so far in the past, and I do the counting and the verification of the absentee ballot. So I can tell you firsthand that we take really, really good care of the ballots, and we verify everything, and our goal is to count every ballot possible, and sometimes that means calling over the election inspector to say, hey, can we please, you know, call this person? Let's just try to verify what they meant in case there's a damaged ballot. I 100% believe that that is a reasonable and reliable method of voting.
Putting your money, or in this case, your time and effort, where your mouth is, Andrea. Respect. So, Andrea, if you could go into a little bit more detail as to your experience as a poll worker, approximately how many people are involved? Walk us through this real quick, as long as we got you on the line, what it's like on election day while you're volunteering as a poll worker.
Sure. So we get there at about 6 in the morning, and we usually leave around 9 or 10 p.m., depending on how the day goes. There isn't a whole lot of downtime, but we usually arrive there. We have a conversation with the election inspector and get to know the people around us. We go over a couple of safety protocols of in case there is an emergency or some unexpected situation that arises. And then we start with our duties, which in my position, we just go over the steps of verification for the ballots. We go through each district and we go through each ballot, compare it with a book, and that book holds everybody who's a registered voter that is eligible to vote. And we spend the next couple hours going through all of those. There's usually bags and bags of them. And meanwhile, we get to oversee everybody else coming in and voting on election day. It's a very, very smooth process. And my first time doing it, I was shocked at how it just functions like a well-oiled machine.
And I'm curious, Andrea, do you have experience volunteering or working as a poll worker both pre-2020 and post-2020, or has your time serving in that capacity only been since the pandemic?
Just post-pandemic.
Okay, because that would be curious for me just to get that firsthand account of what it was like tabulating absentee ballots before there was a major switch to them due to the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 and before that or and after that. But that is excellent information. That's great to know that the system works like a well-oiled machine. That's what you want to hear from the individuals responsible for counting the ballots. It is absolutely credible way to vote. And so for anyone discrediting mail-in ballots or as the caller's name is escaping me now, but the gentleman that previously lived in Colorado, like, this is something that states just do.
It's standard in other states across the country.
Yeah,
right.
I believe California has done it as well. Oregon, there are several states that just mail out ballots to everybody, and then it is the typical way to participate on election day or leading up to election day. We really appreciate your contribution to the show today, Andrea. You can be like Andrea, 844-967-2789, talking mail-in ballots here in Wisconsin, because the state is going to be the launching off point for the GOP effort called Bank Your Vote, an effort that the Republican Party nationwide is going to try to encourage its voters to vote early, rather than taking a little bit of a change in direction from previous years, where, as Ronald McDaniel...
About 180-degree change in direction, Luke.
Well, Ronald McDaniel, the GOP chairwoman, pointed out that the party's never said don't vote early, but there were major figures in the Republican Party that... We're not encouraging it, that we're discrediting the process. And so it will be interesting to see, as all eyes are on Wisconsin. We're going to have next month the first GOP debate when it comes to this Republican primary for 2024. And the state is going to host the 2024 RNC with all of those Republican candidates that are coming to the state ahead of next year's election. It will be interesting to see if the individuals running for the Republican nomination to president and subsequently the vice president and the individuals that will be involved with that campaign are also towing the same line, or if this is just going to be a lot of hearsay right now and then still have major players in the Republican Party discrediting the 2020 election and the absentee balloting process here in Wisconsin and around the nation.
Well, Luke, maybe we need to get a movement going. I'm hoping Andrea doesn't scare people away by noting the 16-hour volunteer workday, because that is incredible work and great job, Andrea. But if you don't have faith in the system, go find out yourself. Go and volunteer. You can see how the system functions from the inside out. Andrea had firsthand experience, as she just noted, with a system she wasn't familiar with. Now she's very well versed in it. If you would like to see how these elections function at the ground level, please go volunteer. Take the time to do so. You have the opportunity to do so. Do not sit here and complain, online keyboard warrior type deal about fraudulent elections and mail-in ballots being illegal, ballot harvesting and all that, when you have the opportunity to take advantage of this and have chosen not to, cycle after cycle after cycle.
Yeah, and it will be interesting to see if the rules change surrounding absentee ballots as well. Important, the reporting that I mentioned earlier about the lawsuit surrounding absentee ballots that was filed last week, that was reporting by Jack Kelly over at the Cap Times. So excellent work by Jack over at the Cap Times. Outline all the details of that story. If you want to learn more, you can head over to captimes.com to see the entire piece over there. But it will be interesting to keep an eye on these updates because, again, the rules around absentee ballots changed several times from 2020 till today. And so keeping an eye on where those rules go forward, Will, is going to be absolutely something we cover here on Town Call.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you're prepared. We want to make sure you're ready to vote. We want to make sure everybody's ready to vote because, again, Luke, I cannot reiterate this enough. We don't care where you lean politically, we believe that a healthy, sustainable, functional democracy requires participation from every single one of our citizens. We want everybody in the state of Wisconsin to vote, and we need to make sure everybody is prepared to vote because that's the point of a democracy. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. This was Town Call. We're going to be back tomorrow at 12:15. We hope to see you there. If you'd like to participate in tomorrow's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Take it easy, party people.
Talk to y'all then.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.